What it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
The ongoing peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, the Taoiseach's positive COVID test in the US, P&O's decision to sack 800 seafaring staff, and St. Patrick's Day celebrations are some of the stories and pictures carried on your front pages this morning. In their lead stories, the Irish Times and Irish Examiner both offer different perspectives on the peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. The Times reports that Ukraine's negotiators have said that they are increasingly confident of securing peace on their own terms, and that they believe that Russia's mounting problems and heavy losses on the battlefield are making it more amenable to Kyiv's demands. Under the headline, Russia threatens to put US in its place, meanwhile, the Examiner leads with the line that there was an escalation in Vladimir Putin's wild rhetoric against the West yesterday. And that paper quotes a Western official who says that there is a very big gap between both sides in the peace negotiations, and that those who heard Putin's remarks yesterday would be forgiven for thinking that he is not in a mood to compromise. The Taoiseach's positive COVID result generates the lead story and lots of colourful headlines in six of today's papers. Martin stuck in US for at least 10 days is the headline in the Irish Daily Mail. It's stuck of the Irish in the Irish Daily Star, shamrocked in the Irish Daily Mirror, and Micheál marooned in the Herald. The Irish News leads today with the political backlash against P&O Ferries after the company announced yesterday that it was sacking 800 seafaring staff and replacing them with agency workers. Up to 30 crew from the MV European Causeway ship in Larne Port were amongst those who were told that they were being made redundant via a Zoom call yesterday morning. And in England, there were reports of security guards wearing balaclavas and carrying handcuffs being used to remove staff who refused to leave ships there. The paper reports that a handful of land-based staff working at Larne Port, which is owned by P&O, are expected to be unaffected by the redundancies, and that a similar number will be retained in Dublin. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph runs with an interview with DUP Deputy Leader Paula Bradley, who is quitting frontline politics to become a full-time carer for her elderly parents. Elsewhere this morning, to mark 2 years since the beginning of the pandemic, the Examiner devotes two pages to some of the people who came to the fore during the past couple of years, while the Independent gives over two pages to remembering some of the lives that were lost to COVID. In its lead editorial this morning, The Times nails its colours to the mast on where it stands on the move to end gender segregation in publicly funded schools. Segregation has had its day, is the headline there. Yesterday's St. Patrick's Day celebrations generate lots of great pictures in all of today's papers, and Cheltenham also receives lots of coverage. The Examiner runs with a montage of pictures of people dressed in leprechaun suits and other green outfits. Ciara O'Loughlin writes for The Independent on the scenes of unadulterated joy as the family and friends of the four-man Galway syndicate who own Flooring Porter, which had its second win at Cheltenham yesterday, took over the winner's enclosure. And finally, writing in The Times, Ronan McGreevy got chatting to AP McCoy as he posed for a photo beside a statue of himself which was erected in 2017. Most people are dead before they get a statue, the former champion jockey remarks to McGreevy. The fact that I have a statue at Cheltenham and I'm still alive, what is there not to be happy about?